Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Ariane Titmus.
It's Mary been the biggest... Titmus, as she's known now. It's catching on, I've heard.
Yeah, we'll try and spread that thing. We'll see how we go. But it's been the biggest story of the last 24 hours. Like, you must have seen the footage by now, unless you're living under a rock. Like, it's just been playing over and over. So much so, I was trying to watch the games on the Channel 7 app, and I couldn't decipher what was live and what was replays. And I'm like, oh, they're playing the race again. Like, here we go. But every time they would play the race, as much as I would try and focus on her performance in the pool, I just couldn't keep my eyes off Dean Boxall, the coach. Like, this guy is an absolute demon. Just celebrating like crazy. And why wouldn't you? Like, Katie Ledecky, if you're unaware, she's never lost at Olympics. She's like, she's been, I think this is the third Olympics or something like that. And she has never not won a gold medal.
And the US team were talking a big game as well.
Oh,
they were saying that our US women swimmers would not get any medals in the individual like events, and here we are.
They always say that the US are always trash talk, and they're saying things. Sydney 2000 Olympics, the men's 4x100 smashing like guitars, and there was that iconic celebration. But all eyes were on Ariane Titmus yesterday, the 400 meters freestyle. She won, and she almost broke a world record in the process as well. Like, they've been together, Dean Boxall, the coach, and her, since she was about 15. I think she's about 20 now, so about 5 years
of hard
work.
He's been training
her, yeah. So it was really emotional scenes to see them, the way they were celebrating as well. We've actually got some audio of the race. It was a little bit like this, as a matter of fact.
Just keep swimming, just keep swimming.
That's about the best we can do. That's what she was telling herself. That's what Australia was saying. Her parents watching as well, screaming that out while she was swimming in the race. Remarkably, she hit the wall first. She won. A fantastic effort. But the coach in the box, man. Like, I'm seeing old memories of Laurie Lawrence, like you mentioned earlier, of going off and going crazy when Duncan Armstrong was winning gold medals back in the day. This guy, watching him atop there in that little special box, it was like this, as a matter of fact. It was like watching the Tasmanian Devil.
He was thrashing around.
This guy
was
carving it up.
And I thought he was having an epileptic fit at one point. I was like, someone needs to get Dean his medication, because he's losing it. He's gone crazy.
His long noodle hair is just flowing around everywhere. Then you've
ripped his mask off. He's like, COVID, schmovid.
he's ripped the
Here
mask
you go,
off.
Everyone.
He's ripped the mask off. Then you've got one of the staff there at the swim center that are trying to, like, sort of to no avail, to sort of put their arms out and trying to usher him from moving around too much. And it was clear it wasn't going to happen.
You felt bad for that girl, because it was like she was the mum who's trying to control the kids after they've had too much cordial.
That's
or
it.
Lollies.
You're just like, I have to make it look like
calm down. You're getting a little too excited. Okay, let's just settle down a little bit.
Yeah, and the US were loving it. This guy's gone viral. He's in memes, all sorts of stuff. Now the people from the US are saying, you know, I want what he's having.
Yeah.
Like, he was just going that crazy there as well. And then people
might have had some of Jamie Cammon's, like, stuff that was in the saddlebags from last week.
Getting very animated there. He's shaking things. He's going off. People are going, hang on a sec. It looks like something else is familiar. It kind of reminds us of the Ultimate Warrior a little bit.
It was written a long time ago when the warriors that came before me and you.
And as it turns out, he's a big Ultimate Warrior fan.
Oh,
he was
really?
Like, yes, that's exactly who I was channeling. Me and my brother used to wrestle in the backyard. I was the Ultimate Warrior. He was someone else as well. So,
oh, wow.
That's where he channeled that energy. And just like the Ultimate Warrior, good luck taking the belt off this guy in the championship.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.
All eyes were glued to the TV and mobiles yesterday, as Ariane Titmus over in Tokyo claimed her first gold medal in the women's 400 freestyle. Let's take a listen. Oh, that's right. Yeah, we can't play any of it.
You can just you can imagine what it would sound like, though.
Yeah, just imagine her doing that. I mean, she was obviously ecstatic, but not as excited as her coach, Dean Boxall.
He went off, didn't he? Like a frog in a sock.
I thought for a second there he had touched a live wire at the pool.
This guy was lit up
like he was just
tree.
Like convulsing with excitement. I'm like, someone needs to wedge a wooden spoon between his teeth, or he's going to bite his own tongue
off. He's
like,
going nuts.
I don't know what's happening here. Yeah. He was like, you know, remember Laurie Lawrence?
Oh, Laurie Lawrence, when Duncan Armstrong won gold, I think I think it was
88
or 92 or something like that in the 1500.
It was 92.
It was.
Yeah, yeah.
1500, I think it was.
Yeah, Dean Boxall, he's like, settle down.
But
he was excited. And Ariane has come out and said, look, he's very passionate about what he does.
Of course.
It's like, there's passionate. And then there's having a fit.
That's next level.
But I wanted to talk more about nicknames when it comes to our athletes, because over the years, there's athletes whose names are synonymous with winning in the pool. You've got, of course, Ian Thorpe, arguably one of Australia's greatest swimmers, affectionately known as the Thorpedo, because in the water, he's dangerous.
He is.
Watch out, he'll blow you up.
Yep.
Liesl Jones, sometimes referred to as Lethal Liesl.
Nice, I see what they did there.
Also, Susie O'Neill, champion butterfly swimmer, which is why she was known as Madam Butterfly.
Ooh!
And what about James Magnusson?
Yep.
The Missile.
Oh, the Missile.
Which is kind of like, we've already used Thorpedo. Yeah, so we'll
they left one out. Daniel Kowalski.
What was his?
Runner-up.
Oh.
To Kieran Perkins in everything.
Yeah.
Poor bugger.
Ariane Titmus, though, of course, she's a rising star. So you're like, what is her nickname going to be?
Yeah, how can we play on words? How can we, you know, give some sort of reference? What can we do with that name?
And with all the focus on her yesterday and her gold medal winning performance, it turns out they're running with a nickname that is reminiscent of this guy. The Terminator.
Oh, God. Okay.
They've dubbed Ariane Titmus the Terminator because for some reason they think Ariane sounds like Arnie, a.k.a. 80s action star Arnie, who gave us phrases like...
Get to the chopper!
And...
Put that cookie down!
How does this... Is there like a registry where they had to look it up and they're like, oh, well, it looks like we've got a few names that haven't been taken. It has to be between this or that. That's all we've got.
Like, why not Grande? Ariane is close to Ariana. Call her Grande because she's big in the pool. I don't know.
Yeah.
But not Arnie is way off. Way off.
Yeah. And every time I managed to see it with the post-race interviews yesterday, I kept cringing more and more. I'm like, it sort of felt like it was a nickname that someone had made up themselves and gone, if I was me going, all right, just call me Captain from now on.
Yeah.
And you're like, no, it's just cringeworthy the more you hear it. It's like, it just doesn't fit and they keep sort of pushing it.
In their defense, though, there's not much to work with Ariane's name.
No.
Like, Ariane, it's hard to make it work. Yep. And Titmus, that's even tougher.
Yeah.
It's hard to rhyme anything with it. Like what? Circus? minibus?
I don't know what I mean?
What are you going to do with that?
Yeah.
There's not much you can do. The best I could come up with as a nickname for Ariane instead of the Terminator is Mary.
Okay.
Because you could pretend it's like some sort of, I don't know, X-rated holiday. Instead of Christmas, it's Mary Titmus. I don't know if that'll work. Give it a try.
Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
It's around about this time last year. We're all shaking our fists at Victoria at Melbourne going, you filthy buggers, 700 cases in a day overnight. It was just getting absolutely out of control when it came to Victoria. And now, all of a sudden, we're seeing these Simpsons memes where everyone's sitting in the car angrily looking over at New South Wales. Now, it's our turn to be copying it going, okay, now you guys are the ones everyone's upset at.
Mm-hmm.
But last year, though, Melbourne did provide us with something which was a bit of a nice relief. We all love animals and seeing, live TV of animals doing stuff. And in Victoria last year, during the lockdown period at its peak, the Phillip Island Nature Park were live streaming the nightly penguin parade.
Oh, I've seen this firsthand.
It's cool.
Yeah.
In person, you actually were in...
Yeah. Years ago. On my honeymoon, we went to Melbourne and we went out to Phillip Island to check the penguins, but... They're like some sort of uppity Hollywood celebrity. They hate the paparazzi.
Divas.
You're not allowed to take photos of them.
Oh, really?
It's bizarre.
You can't look them directly in the eye, can't take photos.
Well, I think it's mainly the flash photography, but even if you switch the flash off, they're like, no, no, no. And then when you go back, when you're leaving, there's like the souvenir room or whatever you call it,
merch shop, the gift shop.
The gift shop. In the gift shop, you can stand in front of a green screen and be photoshopped into an image of the penguins. I'm like, oh, okay, sure. The flash hurts the penguins' eyes. BS. You just want to sell some of these photos.
So you're saying Happy Feet's a complete lie, how happy the penguins are and like sociable and all that sort of stuff. But, well, good news is if you like looking at your penguins online, it looks like it's going to be happening again, I think, tomorrow night.
Can't make the penguin parade? Don't worry, it's coming to you.
How do we say welcome back in penguin?
Rangers are turning the island's webcams back on.
And welcome back to another night of live Penguin TV.
The hit live stream kept millions entertained in their homes while locked down last year.
It was a lot bigger than what I think we ever could have imagined.
From tomorrow night, strategically placed cameras will go live, capturing that magical moment when the world's largest colony of little penguins waddle up the island's beaches to their burrows.
Yeah, so you can stare at the penguins from your very own home. I have to worry about getting yelled at by not staring at it directly in the eye or taking photos. You can watch the whole thing online.
It's like the penguin version of Big Brother.
Exactly right.
And less annoying.
And it proved to be pretty popular though last year as well.
25 million viewers tuned in from around the world to watch last year's live streams, and it's hoped that the exposure will turn this stunning stretch of coastline into their first destination when international tourists can finally return.
Yeah, so it's like selling that part of Australia because Phillip Island, penguins, and car racing is what it's known as.
Or motorcycle racing,
Motorcycle racing in that area as well. So how cool is that? But it's probably even more popular than the March of the Penguins movie with Morgan Freeman all those years ago. Like, he's probably getting a bit jealous of these penguins as well. But
25 million, that's a lot of views.
That's a lot of views. Yeah. And like you did mention, like the penguins are a little bit like, you know, sort of divas. It turns out, you know, we see all these movies where penguins, they're fluffy, they're adorable, they're lovable. It turns out it's maybe a bit of a front when it turns out how they're actually putting on maybe a bit of an act.
Oh.
While penguins may look super cute and cuddly, they are quite vicious little beasts, and they are projectile pooers, and we tend to talk about penguin poo a lot on the live stream too.
There you are. They've pulled the wool over our eyes. They've got us all fooled. But I suppose when you look back, if you're a fan of the 1990s like I am, you know, penguin with an attitude throwing crap all over the place, you know, this guy done it pretty well.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.